Yeah.
93.5 WHMI in the morning drive. It is no secret. We love company.
Yes, we
do. On the morning drive. And this morning, we are so honored to have Brian Bradford in the studio with us this morning. Veterans Connected. Hey-o.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Doing better now that you're here, and you always come in with a good reason. Is you got a big event coming up. It's Victory for Veterans, Brian, Saturday, February 8th at Crystal Gardens.
The third one.
It's the third one. Yeah, we're bringing in the big guns this time. So no pressure here, John. But we're bringing in the big guns this year, turned into a comedy show that everybody's going to want to be at. We're looking to turn this into the thing that is going to be the event.
Here's a surprise this morning. We've been trolling, and we got the number of John Heffron. John, how are you?
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Good morning, John.
It's weird. You know, back in my younger day, I also did radio. And to this day, I haven't done radio in almost 25 years. Anytime I look at the time, I do that weird double time thing. It goes 9:21, 20 minutes after 9. I like do that to my wife all the time.
Yeah. 21 degrees in the nitty gritty city.
Yeah. And I try to go, that's 40. It's 40s, but I'm bad at math, so I could never do the next thing where you said, how close to 10 o'clock is it? So it's like, 9:21, that's 36, 39, 40. It's almost 10 minutes. It's
yeah.
almost going to be
10. Jenny, you used to do radio, but now I think you've actually made it. All right. Winner of Last Comic Standing, known for your appearances on The Tonight Show and Chelsea Lately and The Late Late Show. I think you've moved on from your radio days.
Yeah, but, you know, they are the ones that helped me. I remember, here's my weird radio story. I remember I got fired from radio, and I know, it's weird. Usually people get radio jobs. They keep them their whole lives. Hardly anybody gets fired from radio. And I remember I was pumping gas at for a radio thing. And we were giving, gas was 95 cents.
Wow.
Or something like that. And while I was pumping gas, I was like, I'm the sidekick to this guy. Is this what I want to do? And then I got fired, which was weird because we got fired in between songs. So to this day, when I hear the song Celine Dion to all the bands, whatever song that was, that's the song we got fired to.
Well, you were talking about
out of the station before that song was over, too. I was very impressed.
Well, John, you were talking about you were pumping gas. I thought you may have lit a cigarette. That's what got you fired.
No, we were at I was doing a remote or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And then, and then when I got back to the station, they had the U-Haul there and everything. So I go back home, back to where I was living at the time, in Clarkston. I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? And then I drove back to Los Angeles. And then about 3 weeks later, I was on Last Comic Standing. So I got so lucky that, man, if that radio station didn't hire that GM and if he waited 2 weeks to do anything, I would never have, you know, made it on that show because I would have been stuck at the Shoe Mart on Saturday from 2 to 6 with bad station koozies and an intern who hates her life. So,
yeah. Well, you know, your trajectory has been incredible, John. We're all big fans of yours. I mean, you're eventually going to wind up on the Weather Channel.
I think, you know what I mean? I mean, that's the goal. I mean, I've had a couple of comedy specials, you know, on Netflix and stuff, but every year the world just changes. Like, what's the popular format to be on? You know, you have your comedy specials. But every time I'm at a gas station and that little TV comes on at the gas pump, I'm like, I'm gonna have my special on one of these gas pumps.
Well, it would be a lot more entertaining what we see now, for sure.
Yeah, and plus the special would only have to be like 30 seconds to 45, so I could crank those out.
Yeah.
Well, John, we are so excited to have you here in town in Howell and welcome you. First, you know, February 8th. super, super exciting. Tell us a little bit more about this event, Brian.
Well, you know, first, John, thanks for thanks. I mean, you're from South Lyons, so it's a hometown boy coming home. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, John grew up in South Lyons.
That's awesome, John.
But, you know, Victory for Veterans was an idea a couple of years ago. We started out with just an idea to how are we going to – this is our major fundraiser. About 70% of our overall budget comes from this particular event.
Wow.
And Veterans Connected, we just crossed over $700,000 that we've given out in support to veterans since 2019. But this event, it's a, you know, we're looking for door prize, or not door prize, we're looking for silent auction items, we're looking for auction items, sponsors and what have you. But this is an event that we're going to get all that out of the way and clear everything out for John to be able to take the stage because, and let's face it, Livingston County has not had somebody of John's stature here.
No.
We have not had this. And we're actually knocking down all the walls at Crystal Garden on February 8th. We're going to put 600 people in there. It's going to be family-style dinner. And we're just going to have a great time that night, have some fun, and maybe, Chuck, maybe you could come in and take some notes on some comedy for you.
Yeah, for sure. I need a new joke book. How do we get tickets for the event?
Well, you can go to veteransconnected.org, veteransconnected.org. You scroll down to the bottom, you see our upcoming events. You'll see John's picture right there. Just click right between the eyes because, you know, we are military. And it'll take you right to the page that you need to do. If you buy a table of 10 all at one time, first off, you get a discount. It's a $900 versus $1,000. Military is $75 per ticket, one guest. But you can go right online to our veteransconnected.org and pick up the site right there.
Outstanding. Now, John, so many crazy things going on in the world. You know, we just had the election, you know, fires burning in California. What's going to be a part of your comedic fare for this show?
Man, I will probably talk about haircuts that I got when I was 15. I'm probably going to mention Michigan winners and carrying my trombone to my bus stop. Marshall music folders. That's the thing I've always done in my comedy. I've done stand-up comedy now for, oh gosh, maybe 37 years. In my lane, I've never talked about race, religion, or anything current. And when I was in Los Angeles, comic friends are always like, it's comedy. You should use your voice to make change. And I'm like, I'm not making any change with this nasally, Robin Benton voice. My comedy is for people to get away from whatever was on the news, for that hour or so that they're on stage. So.
Well, we can't wait.
Listen, at 54, when I was 18, I didn't have a lot to draw on. Now at 55, there's a lot more, here's my theory. At 55, I think you are the youngest of the old people, and so it's a whole new life. It's almost like you're an old freshman class.
I like that.
And it's fun because you get, you take classes like stepladders and stools, the hidden danger. I got, how to take car keys away from a parent. I mean, you learn things at a certain age. And that's a lot of what probably February 8th, I will talk about. But I will say this, my dad, who is a veteran, who's very excited about me, doing this. He's so excited about it. We were going to get my car fixed somewhere in Howell. He drove me by the building. To show me where I would be performing. Almost Aww. Like I'm, going into junior high. You just want to make me know let me know how to get home if the bus doesn't pick me up.
A little orientation before you get here,
yeah.
Right?
Now, was that when they were doing the remodeling and they had the Port-a-Johns out back?
I think so, but listen, I performed it way worse. And then my dad goes, that's a nice place in there. I go, yeah, it looks good. He goes, do you have a jacket that fits? I'm like, Dad, it's not homecoming. I'll figure it out.
Veteransconnected.org. Go and get your tickets and support this great event. John, thank you so much for getting up dark and early with us this morning.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll talk to you maybe one more time before then I finish off those tickets. I'm very excited. It's for a great cause. I'm buying a few, and I have some ideas for some silent auctions. Silent auctions at these things are usually one of my favorite things to do. So, and plus, so many people that I grew up with in school with live in that area. So I'm hoping, and they all do well. I see them all on Facebook. You all have boats. You all have second cabins. You can afford the nice comedy.
Get a ticket. Come on.
All right. Yeah. And we're going to keep rooting for you, John, to eventually get on the Weather Channel. But I know you, so make sure you don't ask anybody to touch your warm front.
Yeah, one final note. Our friends at Peacemakers are showing up, too.
Fast. Yeah.
Thanks, John. We can't wait to see you.
Guys, take care.
The Morning Drive with Chuck and Madison on 93.5 WHMI.